Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Alan Ladd, and he is the Regional Extension Director. He's also a Cass County Master Gardener. So good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning,
LaVon. I had to throw in that extra Master Gardener because we're going to be talking about gardens and growing things. It's the Horticulture Field Day at the Armstrong Farm coming up really soon.
That's right. Okay. July 22nd, to be exact.
Okay, and that's next Monday. Okay, and time?
It'll be on the 22nd, it will be at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, and you know, it's always a little warm out there, but usually you have a tent if people need to get in the shade for a little bit.
That's right. In recent years, we've actually had some of our gardens positioned within the landscape so that they're in the shade of some of the buildings, and so that's worked out real well, especially with a start time at 6:30.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
then you end up in a nice, cool place.
Yes, we have air-conditioned ending spot with some goodies that we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, every year there is a theme for at least parts of the garden. What's the theme this year?
Well, we have several different things, and so I don't know if we have one exact theme.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be colorful, I'll put it that way.
Okay. Well, I think there's some, didn't I read there's some giant things?
Well, there will be some giant veggies and giant flowers.
Okay.
And then we'll have like an evening garden, a colored pepper trial, grafted tomatoes, and raised tomato beds. So if you call those themes, yeah, we've
mm-hmm.
got several themes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we'll have some of our experts, Cindy Haynes, who is a professor at Iowa State University, will be on hand to help give us some information, answer questions, and hand out some of the research results that they've seen in the past and how they're stacking up this year.
And sometimes even a few tasting samples. I don't know if they'll be doing that with the peppers or not, but I know sometimes they've had those tasting samples out in the garden.
That's right. That's right. We've had some blind taste tests and just see how different people like things. And, you know, by golly, a lot of times not any one clear winner because people like different things.
That's right. We're all unique and so are our taste buds. So how does it work? You arrive at 6:30 and then what happens, Alan?
Yes, we just ask you to register and then we'll have seating available. And like I said, it's kind of been in the shade the past couple of years, so we'll have that available. And then we'll get started just a few minutes after that, and Dr. Haynes, and probably we'll have some grad students that will be talking. Also, Bernie Havelvik, who is the farm superintendent here at the Armstrong Research Farm, will be visiting with us. And, of course, they'll be talking also about the All-America Selection Garden, the Pan Am Display Garden. We've got some high tunnel research, which is basically kind of a plastic in structure that's there year-round, and we raise vegetable and flower crops in that. Also, we'll have a floral provisioning study, and then we're on year two of the biochar garden, and of course, we'll see how that's going. And I know the guys have been working very hard to tidy up and get ready for everything, and so the place will look very, very nice. And all we need is people.
That's right, yes. And you know, this has usually been a very popular kind of field day because so many people are interested. Even if they don't grow a lot of gardens, some people just want to see what's going on and come on out and get that preview. Because some of those, like the All-American, I believe this is a preview, and you can only see that in some places.
That's right. This is kind of like the last year before they're released to the public research trial, and so they will be available, hopefully, if they cut the mustard, so to speak, available for general purchase next growing season.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get a jump on that, hear the notes from Dr. Haynes on how things are doing or maybe how they're not doing in relation to a gardener's wishes and desires as they put them out in the yard and garden. And, of course, one of the things that people always like to do is to say, okay, tell me the real scoop on this. So Dr. Haynes can do that for us.
Now, doesn't Dr. Haynes plan the kind of what's going to go into the garden and what kinds of things should be researched?
That's right. She does that for all the research farms across the state of Iowa, and she does teach several horticultural classes on campus and is also in charge of our statewide Master Gardener program. So she has a lot of different hats that she wears, but I know she really likes coming here, and she's always impressed with how neat the farm is everything. So we really appreciate the folks coming down from Ames.
Yes. And one of the neat things is if they have had horticulture field days in some of the other farms, then I know, and sometimes in the past they've said, well, in such and such place, these did better or these didn't do so well. And one of the things we can't control, of course, is the weather.
That's right. And I know I was listening to some crop reports. Northeast Iowa is already concerned about early frost and the field crops, you know, maybe not maturing. Southeast and along the Mississippi River have got some excellent growing conditions. So it really varies, and that's why they like to have these trials, whether it's horticulture, field crops, whatever, at different stations and farms around the state of Iowa so that we can get a good overall mix of our Iowa weather.
Mm-hmm. And then, as you say, they let us know what the results are, and they always have some handouts there, so you don't have to remember everything that's said. There's always some good handouts there to take home with you so you can refer to make your own notes and refer to them. I always like that when I can take that home with me. And just like the taste thing you mentioned, also our choice of how things look, you know, the kinds of flowers and so on. We're very unique in that.
That's right, and that's why you want to bring a carload of friends with you so that you can discuss that all the way back home.
Hey, good idea, Alan. You know, we probably should have you tell us how to find the Armstrong Farm. We hope most people know, but there might be somebody new listening.
Sure. The Armstrong Research Farm is part of the Wallace Foundation and also is an entity of Iowa State University. We're just off of Highway 6, about 12 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6, and there are some signs both on Highway 6 and 148 that direct you. And you come south on 525th Street and then a half a mile east on Hitchcock Avenue. Or if you're coming from the Oakland or Western part, we're about 13 miles east of Oakland on Highway 6. And again, mm-hmm. the same directions. There is no charge or registration fees. It is open to the public. We'll probably have a couple hundred people here that evening, so we do want you to bring several people along, and as we mentioned, we've got air-conditioned facilities that we'll have our treats in, and all of our facilities are handicapped accessible. Also might mention Barb Fuller, who is our nutrition and health program specialist, will be doing some information and resources that she'll be presenting about preserving food, both canning and freezing, as we get into that time of year when we want to do that. And she can also have several handouts and talk to you about if you have questions about pressure canning, if you need to test your gauge, those kind of things. She can relay the information mm-hmm. to you.
And it seems there are more people interested in preserving that food. Now they've grown it in their garden. They've learned what to grow, how to grow, and now it's time to harvest and preserve some of that goodness. So it's great that we've come back. I say come back because there for a while there was no interest at all in it. Kind of come back and ready to have that information. So Barb will be there to do that. So do you want to tell us what the treats are?
Sure. We have a tradition, especially if you have new listeners, they'll want to be a part of this tradition of being having a nice cold vanilla ice cream with fresh strawberries put on top.
Yummy, makes me hungry just talking about it, but it is a really special treat to end the evening. So remind us again of time and I guess the time, place, date.
Sure. It'll be July 22nd, which is a Monday evening. We'll be starting at 6:30, and we should be wrapped up by 8:15. And again, we're at the Wallace Foundation and Armstrong Research Farm, which is about 12 miles southwest of Atlantic, just off of Highway 6.
All right. Come and enjoy. Thank you so much, Alan Ladd, Regional Extension Director, for being with us today.
Thank you, LaVon. Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Thanks. Until next time, here's a thought. Don't wait for something to turn up. Go dig for it.